kalder du?
Jeg hedder Christian.
Hvad mener du, skal gribe Christian?
Er du okay?
When one looks back at the waves made by the Danish Dogma in 95 movement, kicked off by Lars von Trier and Thomas Winterberg 16 years ago, well, Suzanne Beer may well be its most successful graduate. While the determinedly eccentric von Trier has captured the headlines, her films have reached wide. In particular, Brothers, her award-winning drama about two brothers. One, the family tearaway, the other a soldier who disappears in Afghanistan. This reached many people and was recently remade in an American version. As with Brothers, Beer's latest film is also a collaboration with screenwriter Anders Thomas Jensen, another Dogma graduate. In A Better World begins outside a school playground where 12-year-old Elias is being bullied every morning by a gang of bigger boys. Then a newcomer to the school, Christian, intervenes in such a way that the bully is badly beaten and backs off. The two boys swear loyalty to each other and successfully survive the well-meaning but rather pointless school inquiry into the incident. Elias' mother, Marianne, is a busy doctor recently separated from her husband, Anton. He's also a doctor and he commutes between their idyllic Denmark home and his work in a Sudanese refugee camp. Christian's mother is dead and his father, a businessman, also commutes between Denmark and London. These are very middle-class people, I think. And Christian, it emerges, is nursing a great deal of pent-up grief and anger with his father. Anton is firmly committed to the principles of non-violence. They're being tested in the camp where militias sometimes come demanding treatment. And then they're tested at home in an incident in which he intervenes to stop another playground fight and is in turn beaten by a child's father. The two sets of conflicts really boil over in the third act when both the situation in the camp deteriorates and at home, Christian and Elias, with too much time on their hands, decide to take revenge on the bullying thug who humiliated Anton. I think this film has a lot to say about the roots of violence and non-violence and about how emotion can overwhelm principles. What can parents do and say to influence their children? To my mind, the finale is a little too protracted, but believe me, this is a film which will cause every one of us to think hard about our beliefs and about the emotional lives of our children. In a Better World is rated MA. It's actually taken a while to reach us. It won both a Golden Globe and an Academy Award last year for Best Foreign Film. Do catch it while you can.